very disappointing now, Alan. It was. We stirred it poorly, we stirred it slowly, and Donegal took advantage of it and continued to take advantage of it for the rest of the game.
And why do you think, I suppose, that it did turn out that they won by so much?
Just thought we performed very poorly. That's the bottom line. We were doing the basics. We were poor at doing the basics, lifting the ball, striking the ball, catching the ball, you know, retaining the ball on the inside line. We didn't threaten them. They were first to the breaks. They were stronger in the rucks, and that's the disappointing.
And obviously now you're into territory. Now you've 2 matches left, Derry and a fortnight, and then London. I suppose those really are must-win games now.
Yeah, look, like I said to you previously, every game is must-win, and today was no different. Obviously you're going into the game now against Derry where we'll be huge underdogs, the same as we were the day, but we still fancied ourselves today, and we'll fancy ourselves to go and be competitive with Derry and Dungannon in a couple of weeks. But we need a reaction. We need a reaction, you know, and we've been waiting on that reaction this last couple of games, but it hasn't happened yet. But the players will come back and look. The players are very honest about it, and you've seen the young players that are getting opportunities there, and the performances that they put in. I thought Ian Woods was absolutely outstanding today, and one of our players that you can highlight, you know. So that's one of the positives.
And like, I suppose, as you have said before, it is a transition period. And do you feel that the players are improving, and that maybe that transition is moving ahead at pace?
It is. Look, it's not been very evident by the results, and we know that. We played in the highest division we've ever played, and we've lost upwards of 19 players in the space of 2 years. We had to put in this hard work this year in terms of bringing players through this year and getting a transition. Otherwise, we're never going to be able to sustain at this level. So it's been tough. It's been a tough learning curve, obviously, when you're playing in the Christie Ring, you're playing in Division 2, you're playing against established counties, so it's tougher for the younger players coming through, but they'll be all the better, and Tyrone will see the benefits of it probably in the course of the next 3-4 years when you've seen Francie Horsens and Aidan Woods and Corey Bells and Finn Corey's getting these opportunities.